This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com. To explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Now, Buck just brought something to our attention that we have to bring to the program.
Yeah. He feels very passionate about it.
Yeah, he's dug in on this, and I think he's wrong. Well, he's not wrong. I just, you know, it's not a huge thing.
I would not be as outraged as Buck is.
Well, here's the thing. So we're going to talk about this new Gabby Petito doc coming up here. It's on Netflix. But first, Buck said that he's on a group thread with his bros. Somebody's in New York or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my buddies in New York went to a bar, specifically a wing bar, to watch this game. And he said that a couple came in and they ordered wings and then proceeded to pull out their own latex gloves with which to eat the wings.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple next to him eating wings but with gloves on.
I mean, it's a power move.
Is it a power move? It seems like a weird move.
Listen, I don't hate it. It's not the worst thing. Like, it's kind of, it's like, all right, I get that, because the wings are messy.
As I told you in the break, to me, it's like sitting in the front row at SeaWorld and expecting to not get wet.
Yeah,
you're eating wings, you're getting messy.
You're calling it insincere to the wing game, and I get that.
Because the wing game is the messiest. It's the messiest food in the game.
If you don't want your hands to get like that, don't order wings.
And I don't know about you, but every time I eat wings, I don't care that it's messy. Like, it doesn't, like, I know that.
Yeah.
And it is not a detractor for me.
No.
But for someone who it is a detractor for, hey, that's a great solution. Because Buckley then said, well, why don't you just knife and fork it? And I think the knife and fork is worse than the latex glove.
And that's the great question, because I don't. I think that you always tell Suki you can't sit on the fence, you have to pick a side. The gloves are sitting directly on the fence. Either use your hands, get them dirty, or go fork and knife and stay clean. But this weird bring your own protection from wings is strange to me.
The fork and knife thing to me is ridiculous. I would judge you because you... The fork and knife doesn't really work on the wing. You can't pick that clean.
I agree it's not efficient, but if you want to stay clean, that's how you do it.
I'm with Rob. Given my choice, if you said, Suki, because I love my wings. Jerry's Tavern, best wings in Portland.
You going to bring gloves next time?
If you have to say...
He might.
If you're saying, I got to go knife and fork, or I got to go gloves, I have to make a choice. I'm not fence sitting.
Easy.
I will take gloves every single time.
100%.
And I'll leave.
Because you're going to get more of the wing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're not going to get your hands messy.
Because let's be honest, like, wings are not a, like, if you're trying to get laid, like, you're out there trying to impress someone, you're not eating wings. There is no way that you can look anything like you're just going to be a fat slob eating wings. You cannot eat them and look civil. So you do maybe elevate it. Maybe that guy's on a date. I don't know. Maybe he just...
Sounds like he is.
Yeah, he's on a date, or maybe he's trying to, I don't know, maybe he's trying to work some finger stuff later on, and he knows that he can't be dealing with barbecue sauce up in the nails.
God.
Come on!
I don't think it's a bad move.
Well, can I add one other thing? I think since COVID, people don't want to lick their fingers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a thing.
I don't like licking my fingers, period.
Well, yeah. Oh. I mean, I don't think you should like to lick your fingers. I think people think more about that now than they used to.
Yeah.
I hadn't given it any more or less thought since COVID, but I get that.
Yeah, and like the moment I'm done eating wings or ribs, my first trip is to the bathroom.
Yeah, wet nap.
And, well, I go right to the bathroom and we do a whole scrub, and I got to wash the face because when you have this beard, it gets rough. Like, there's a good chance that like a quarter of a chicken wing is somewhere in my beard at any given time. Like, I got to go in and do a whole situation in there. So I can appreciate trying to keep it clean. But at the same time, I get it. It's disingenuous to the wing game, but...
Now, if you are on a date and you are trying to impress, do you think the woman finds that impressive that you brought gloves?
Oh.
No, she would have to be of the same
age. Like, in cahoots with you. Like,
she's like, wow, that's brilliant.
They're messy, but we could bring gloves. And then the guy's like, sure. Maybe that's, if it was her suggestion and he's just trying to get laid, maybe that's what happened.
And by the way, as someone points out, this is where, and I do think it can be a bit shameful, again, but... This is where the boneless wing comes
in. This is the perfect situation for the boneless wing or the tender.
Dude, I have been advocating the boneless wing for years.
Yeah.
And I know, I think it was Cleland that always gave me so much crap for that. But, there is nothing. The boneless wing is a superior wing to me.
Wing enthusiasts are diehard about the bone-in wing, but I think there's nothing wrong with a boneless wing.
I couldn't agree more.
It's the, like, if you go to a chicken place and you order chicken tendies as opposed to a two-piece, there's going to be people that judge you, but is it like? But you don't get it when you go to a steakhouse. Now, the bone-in ribeye is the best steak you can have. It's more flavorful. It's better, but no one judges you for you getting a New York that doesn't have the bone-in.
Agreed.
But with the chicken, and that does get all...
Yeah,
it gets very political.
It's a dumb hill to die on, my opinion. Because there's really no, like... There's really no, like you said, the bone-in ribeye, that is supposed to be like the juiciest, best steak. It helps to keep the bone with the steak.
That is
an argument.
Yes.
Whereas it doesn't with chicken wings. Does it?
Well, I do think that when you're having it on the bone, because the boneless wing is breast meat. It's all white. Whereas the chicken wing isn't necessarily, depending on what, that's not going to be all breast meat. So I do think that the bone does add a flavor to it that I think some people are is better. I mean, you can taste the difference between the two. But, do you really, like, I'm wearing a white shirt right now. I could not in good conscience order wings while wearing a white shirt. I guarantee that is a disaster waiting to happen.
But gloves would make no difference in that.
No, but equation. Then for the rest of the night, I'm going to look like a fat piece of crap because I got a bunch of barbecue stains on my shirt.
Yeah, that's my point, is if you don't want to get messy, that's not the thing to order or the place to go.
A lot of people texting in that boneless wings are not wings. They need a separate name.
They're really nuggies, but I think people don't want to have the shame of ordering nuggies because then you look like a kid.
Chicken tenders, chicken strips.
Kid food.
But if I go to like a Dave's Nashville like hot chicken, those are chicken tendies and no one cares and they're delightful. It's like when you order ketchup on a hot dog and people get all pissy at you.
I put ketchup on a hot dog.
I know, but like you go to the Midwest, go to Chicago sometime and put ketchup on a hot dog and watch people lose
their heads. Dude, I read about this recently. There's like a National Hot Dog Association that says once you turn 18, you should no longer put ketchup on your dog. There's an official delineation that ketchup is for kids on hot dogs. Like by the hot dog people. Yeah.
I never grew out of it.
I was at Portello's once in Chicago, which is like the quintessential
Chicago. Did they throw you out?
And... it wasn't me, because I was getting the, I got the...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago dog?
No, I got it. The sandwich.
They do.
They do the dip
sandwiches. The dip beef, yeah.
They do the original hot beef, and you can get like a spicy link, and then they put the beef on top. It's delightful. But I saw a guy that got their Chicago dog, and he put ketchup on it, and I'm not kidding. The employees and people in line, because it's one of those, like, they've got a circular door, and it's a line. I mean, it's just, during lunch, it's a freaking scene. I thought they were going to throw his ass out. Like, dude, they shamed that guy and booed his ass. For, like, you would think he was Canadian, or I guess he was an American in Canada at that point. I mean, it was ugly. And I was like, oh, my God. Just let the man put ketchup on the hot dog. Like, what do you care? But I'm telling you, the people of Chicago care. You can't do it.
Yeah, I got to say, I am a little ashamed that I still put ketchup on a hot dog. Now, I never eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
But if I did, and it had everything there, you know, like, yeah, like at the turn stand or whatever.
Yeah.
I would go ketchup, mustard, maybe a little bit of cheese, but onions, even relish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I do this at Costco regularly with the kids. Ketchup, mustard, relish, onion. Yeah.
That's what you do?
Yeah.
Do you go cheese? Do you go jalapenos?
Well,
do you...
I tend to not. I mean, I like those things on there, but usually where hot dogs are being served, you can only count on the ketchup, mustard, and relish being there. Yeah. Sometimes the onions and sauerkraut. But, like, yeah, all three of them are great together.
See, and this came to a thing with my family, not my kids and stuff, but my extended family. I tell you, my brother and my dad and my sister, they eat like four-year-olds. So, like, they get steak well done. They will order a Philly cheesesteak with no onions and peppers. They will get a cheeseburger plain every time with just ketchup. And this is just how they eat. There will be no, they just eat like children. And I think for a lot of people, it is embarrassing to order like that, or it's embarrassing to be seen with people like that. Can you imagine going to Ringside or Laurelhurst or whatever and ordering your steak well done?
And it makes me sad.
But at the same time, if that's the way you like it, you know.
Well, I agree with this guy. He said food shaming is stupid. Eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do. But extreme examples.
But you're wrong.
Yeah,
you're
well, they are wrong. But I'm not going to shame you for it.
It's
I'm
a libertarian type thing. Whatever works for you, man.
That's right. I'm just going to silently judge you.
Yeah. I just think it's weird when you see adults, and I don't even mind like necessarily the ketchup thing, but it's weird when adults have such a muted palate.
Well, especially when you go to a place that has a robust or really like cool inventive menu, and there's like a bunch of things you could do, and you're like, I'll have the cheeseburger with fries.
It tells me that you don't like to try new things.
Yes.
I mean,
well, the biggest one is like if you go to a Mexican restaurant or a Chinese place or whatever, like a Szechuan place, and you order the cheeseburger off the back, that I am judging. What are you doing? Why are you there? Or the ugly American travel is awful. If you're in a foreign country and the American is upset because they don't have chicken wings or that's the sort of stuff where I'm like, oh my, you went halfway around the world and you're going to try to go to a, you know, you want an Applebee's. Like, you shouldn't go to Tokyo and eat at the Sizzler.
What?
Unless you're in Mexico City and you're drunk and it's 1:30, then it's perfectly okay.
Oh, look at the pot calling the kettle black.
I didn't even have to say it.
Then it's perfectly okay to go.
He shamed himself.
Yes, he did.
I will not apologize for that drunken run to Chili's. I won't. It's Mexican food. We were in Mexico. Hello.
But if other people are traveling internationally, they're not allowed to.
Again, you don't have to apologize. No shaming here, just silent judging. All right.
I would like to point out that Chili's was jumping. That was the place to be.
The latest Netflix doc. We talk about it next on The Fan.